I think this record came about for one really simple reason, which is that I love this music.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, and there's something about the rhythm of swing that makes so much sense to me as a musician, and even more than that, as a person. I just have an affinity for things that swing.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Duke Ellington made the phrase famous, and Erin McKeown nods in agreement on her CD, Sing You Sinners. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. These days especially, standards albums are everywhere. So when singer-songwriter Erin McKeown decided to record her own collection of classics, being a part of the pack was out of the question. But then again, that's something she's avoided consistently by making a career out of blending and breaking genres. The album is called Sing You Sinners, and when Erin McKeown and her little big band performed a few of the tunes for a crowd of FUV members last year, I had a chance to get some background on where music started for Erin and one outcome she hopes her work will produce. Erin, you have some fantastic musicians playing with you here tonight and really bringing this material to life. And of course, your work on the guitar is right at the centerpiece. How long have you been playing guitar?
Let's see. I am 29. I've been playing guitar since I was 12. Mm-hmm. What's the math?
And
17.
Is it your first instrument?
No, it's actually not. I started playing the piano when I was about four, maybe. But I was terrible at it. Horrible, terrible. In fact, mortified of actually playing in front of people. I would do those little contests, you know, that your piano teacher sends you to the recital contest, and I would just fail every single time. I never thought music was for me. And somehow I went to camp, and they'd sing camp songs, and the guitar was just incidental to singing those songs. So I started playing guitar, and through the guitar, all of a sudden, music seemed like something I should do.
It's a gift, but you've practiced a lot, too. Right?
I have, actually. I have, and I'm not that disciplined a person, to be honest. But I do try with the music.
Oh, Melody, why won't you come and visit me? What a pleasure it would be, could I have a little melody? Oh, Melody, come on, sit upon my knee. I promise not to be naughty, could I have a little melody? Oh, please don't make me beg and plead. Don't you know how flat my songs would be without a melody? I guess a girl can see why all the boys go fiddle.
And I bet as you get out on tour and start playing these songs in front of people and in front of your fans and just things start getting out there, you're going to have younger people being like, what is this Fats Waller cat all about?
Yeah, young, and that's young be people a beautiful... should love Fats Waller because he writes about getting high. Like, what's the problem? You know? So what is the problem? No, I also think that's an important part of doing this. I, as a music fan, love all kinds of music. And I think the reason maybe more people my age don't know about this music is not because they don't want to, but it's because I think they might be marketed to in a certain way with the assumption that their tastes are much narrower than they actually are. And I think it's a crime to decide for somebody else what they're going to like without giving them the whole range of options.
Yeah, well, you're doing your part. That's all we can ask.
I hope I get a merit badge.
You sinners, drop everything. Well, let that horn money ring up to heaven and sing. Sing, you sinner. Just wave your arms all about. Let the Lord hear you shout. Pour that music right out. Sing, you sinners. Wherever there's music, the devil kicks. Hit on my music. By the river sticks, you're wicked and you are depraved. You all misbehave. You wanna be saved. Sing, you sinners. Come on and sing. You sinners.
The title track from Sing, You Sinners, performed live by Erin McKeown and her little big band at Bennett Studios in New Jersey. To hear the complete performance and interview, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.